Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Welcome to this third Sunday of Advent. This day has historically had several different associations. In many churches, at least historically, on this Sunday, a pink candle was lit. This Sunday was known as Joy Sunday. We were called to be joyful in the midst of what was the penitential season. The colors in the church were purple, the same as the color for Lent. And in the midst of the purple candles on the Advent wreath stood one lone pink candle, the Joy Candle, lit on Joy Sunday. Now many churches like Grace have moved to the use of blue hangings and vestments, even blue candles. The blue is the ancient sarum color, the color most often associated with Mary. And it's entirely appropriate to use this Mary blue during the season of Advent, our season of waiting, of expectation and anticipation. But we no longer have a pink candle. Joy Sunday has moved to the background and maybe even been forgotten. And if we listen to the address of John the Baptist to those who came to him to be baptized, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Now listen to words like that. Certainly the word joy is not the first thing that comes to mind. This third Sunday of Advent also has another historical notation. It's been known as Stir Up Sunday. Not stir up as in a horse, but stir up as in work up, gather together with energy. The name of this Sunday as Stir Up Sunday comes from our collect, which originated with the Gelasian Sacramentary, dating back to the year 750, during the time of Pope Gelasius. It's very old and has a great tradition as the collect for the third Sunday of Advent. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. The word that we translate as stir up is actually excite in Latin. And obviously linked to our word excite. So on this day, we ask that God's power be stirred up, that God become excited and come with great might. And while I love the language and energy of this opening line of our prayer that gathers us as a worshiping community, the adage that immediately comes to mind is, be careful what you wish for, or more appropriately, be careful what you pray for. We're praying for God to be stirred up, that God himself be excited and come with great might among us. Is that what we really want? For the God who created heaven and earth, the all-powerful, almighty, the God who formed all out of the formless void, to come among us with great might? John's exclamation, "You brood of vipers," might pale in comparison to what God would do if he were stirred up, excited, and were to come among us with great might. That is perhaps in part why the collect goes on to clarify what it is we're actually praying for when we pray to stir up God. We acknowledge rightfully that we are sorely hindered by our sins. And then we petition that bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. We pray, help now. We know that our sins cause all sorts of problems in our world. And we know that we are sorely hindered. And we know that our help is in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And it is only through that knowledge that we dare to pray that God be stirred up, that God become excited and come to our help. And we ask that he do it speedily. In our season of waiting, anticipation, and expectation, we ask that God come speedily. And we realize that our time is not God's time, and our ways are not God's ways. Because corporately, we have been praying this prayer for centuries, and God has not been stirred up yet. Or has he? Perhaps not in the great might that we pray for, at least not as we would expect that to be, with gales and storms and cosmic events of great notice. God didn't come in our midst in that way the first time either. God's ways are not our ways. God does not work as we expect, nor as we demand. He breaks into our world in ways that will be overlooked unless we are paying attention. Unless we are expecting and anticipating the inbreaking of God in even the most mundane aspects of our everyday lives. No one would have ever expected God to come into the world in the form of an infant, as one totally dependent. When we pray that God comes speedily and with great might, we expect something big, something powerful, something that grabs our attention. Not an infant, not one who totally depends on others for its very survival. But that's what God did. God came into the world in a way that was totally unexpected. And if those to whom this miraculous, albeit unusual, incarnation were not paying attention, the event might have gone unnoticed. What if the shepherds in the fields decided that they could not have possibly had a visitation from angels? That they had eaten something bad for dinner and were suffering from some sort of delusion? What if the wise men were too busy with their studies to follow a star to some unknown destination? What if Mary had said to the angel Gabriel, "No, I do not think so." Or if Joseph had sent her away quietly, like he had originally planned to do? Thankfully, all those what-ifs did not take place. The shepherds realized that something important was happening, as did the wise men when they saw the star in the east. Mary was humble and vulnerable and willing, and Joseph didn't dismiss the visitor or the dream that would come later. They were all paying attention. And while I imagine that none of them recognized their involvement in the inbreaking of God in the world as an ushering God in power and great might, they were a part of the plan, a part of God's active involvement in the world. What in this time of expectation and anticipation and waiting is it that we expect of God? Do we expect God to crash into our world with power and great might without any involvement on our part? Do we merely sit back and wait? Or do we look for God? Do we look around us at even the most mundane moments of our everyday lives? Or the busiest, most stressful, most harried moments of our everyday lives, looking to find God? God constantly seeks ways to be involved in our lives and in our world. God crashes in quietly, in ways that we may not expect or anticipate. Expect the unexpected when it comes to God. His ways are not our ways, but He is with us in all our ways. Be open. Be alert. Pay attention. Expect, anticipate, and wait. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come among us once again.